Well, I'm looking forward to meeting the staff and spending as much time in the office today, getting to know them as is possible. It's going to be a busy day.
Let me ask a couple of questions I'm sure you were asked last night. Are you planning on running for this seat next year?
My focus right now is on restoring public confidence in the executive branch of leadership in Anne Arundel County. We need someone in there who's really going to take a look at what's happened over the last couple years and put Anne Arundel County on the map as a leader in the state of Maryland.
How do you do that, especially given what the incidents involving Mr. Leopold and the relationship with county employees? How do you do that?
You do that by hiring great people. And there may be many wonderful people currently on staff. I look forward to meeting them all and getting to know all of them. And I'm sure many of them will still be in the administration. But where needed, we'll hire incredibly talented, accomplished folks who can contribute in a positive way.
Dirty detail for the county executive.
I have not given that a moment's thought. My focus right now is on job one, which is figuring out what needs to be done in this administration to make it successful.
I understand you didn't finish high school, you didn't finish college, but you got your MBA. A lot of us tell our kids, stay in school, you'll be successful. You didn't stay in school, but yes, you are a success. What do you say to your kids? I mean, how do you reconcile that? What do you tell kids about?
I tell my kids to stay in school. Right? You stay in school, right? Yeah. School is number one. Education is the great equalizer and opportunity.
How will Anne Arundel County residents notice a difference under Laura Newman's leadership compared to others?
I can't compare myself to others, but I can tell you my personal philosophy is one of collaboration. I lead by example. I like working with folks, and I'm always open to other perspectives and opinions. At the end of the day, we need to emerge with one voice, but I like transparency in government and collaboration in leadership.